Okay. And we have Ralph Tufo and Larry Plitt from the Squeeze Box Stompers. And Ralph has been here before twice for an interview, but never played music live before. My fellow Salem State alumnus, Ralph Tufo. How you doing?
Great. It's great to be back here.
Oh, yeah. That is great.
I was just reminiscing about Scarborough Fair, the coffee
house. Yeah, the old coffee house across the hall, yeah.
And I have plays and the poetry readings, yeah. And I see, they have the sign and they have the photos.
Yeah, they put them around the corner as a historical type thing. Yeah. They made that into the game room here, I think. It's like the game room and maybe the newspaper or something like that. I forget. Or I think the newspaper moved back upstairs, the log. But you have come here for interviews a couple of times, but never played live. And we also have Larry Plitt, who was with, let me remember this, Dirt Daddy and also the Neptunes, not to be confused with Neptune Bay, which was one of Bob Kramer's associated bands. And he's wearing a T-shirt from the Essex Music Festival from last year, and they're going to be highlighting the festival this year. Why don't you tell us, the Squeezebox Stompers, what are you guys doing as part of the festival?
Okay, we're playing for Cajun Zydeco Dance. It starts at 8 o'clock, goes to 10 o'clock. And as pretty much everybody knows, the music starts at 12 o'clock. There's two stages, all different kinds. There's over a dozen different folk performers. There's a jam session in the parking lot for people who want to come and bring their musicians. There's food vendors.
Beautiful lake for swimming.
Right.
Yep.
So, and we just have to order up some great weather. So we're topping off the festival. We're playing from 8 to 10.
That's right. Now, I was going to mention that they changed things a little bit last year because they moved the other stage. The other stage used to be off in the woods, and they call it the Flamingo Stage. It's now called the Tanglewood Stage, and it's right next to the water. And if people saw the movie Grown Ups that was filmed there, they had a bunch of scenes that took place. They called it the Lake House, and they were playing like basketball. Like they had a little hoop set up and everything. That's where that other stage is. Uh-huh. But you guys obviously are going to be on the main stage because you're going to be the closing act and everything. Mm-hmm. So what happens is I'll tell people it's right off Route 22 in Essex. It's Centennial Grove at Chebacco Lake. There will be signs to guide you there. And I will guide people to EssexMusicFestival.com, which has had a lot of info on it. It will tell you the names of the bands. And I won't give the price, but it is a nonprofit for the restoration of the Grove. So you're going to have two different stages and the parking lot picking. And now you were mentioning different types of music. We're talking pop, folk, maybe a little children type stuff. They've had maritime in the past. Some bluegrass, some blues, a whole bunch of different things. But you guys are specializing in Cajun and Zydeco, and we remember you were in the Boogaloo Swamis, and before that you were in, what was it, the Gloucester Clog and Hornpipe Society?
Gloucester Hornpipe and Clog Society.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and that was traditional Irish music and a lot of sea shanties and international folk.
Yeah, there's a website out there, and there was actually some info about that and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're still playing. They're still around.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
and you started getting into the whole New Orleans type thing.
Oh, back in the early 80s when I went to the Cajun Festival down in Rhode Island, I met John Dollifose, and I met Marc Savoy and sort of got turned on to Cajun music.
Right.
And the rest is history.
That's right. So the Squeezebox Stompers, I'll mention right now, have two albums. One of them simply called Squeezebox Stompers. The other is Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse. And I had the pleasure of seeing that performed at North Shore Community College, where it was a staged reading. So the actors were walking around with their scripts, but you guys were playing the music. And just tell us briefly about Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse. What is it about?
Well, it's about the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, where a group of local patrons were holed up in a roadhouse waiting out the storm, having a hurricane party. And, their whole neighborhood, Bayou Cove, was devastated. So it's about how they try to rebuild their lives and, you know, the struggles that they face. And it's also about, I would say, a celebration of Louisiana culture and preserving your home, preserving your culture. I'm very excited about, you know, the possibility of, it's been put on.
Was it put on down in New Orleans?
No,
they
have? No,
oh, they haven't, no. But around here they have.
We've actually been putting on at local colleges, sort of as part of, like, different drama classes, but I'm still in the process of trying to get a full scale production somewhere, hopefully on the North Shore.
Yeah, maybe if the folks here at Salem State University, the drama department, that would be great.
Right, I have to.
I think we've got a new performing arts building coming up in a few years, I believe. We're looking forward to a new building there, one of the new sites they're putting up. So that would be great. Now, Larry, do you and Ralph pretty much take turns doing the vocals?
We do,
because I noticed that, especially during when Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse was on, you did some of them as well.
Yeah, I tend to do more of the bluesier tunes. And,
yeah, you guys have been known to do like walking blues and everything.
Yeah, we do walking blues.
Fishing blues, yeah.
Fishing blues. Exactly. I think we're going to do fishing blues today, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah. So you go back and forth. And briefly, do you guys kind of have like a smaller version of the band and a larger version?
Yeah. We have, sometimes we do a trio, depending on the situation. Like we play it here in Salem mm-hmm. at the Gulu Gulu.
Mm-hmm. Saw you there twice.
Going to be there again October 1st.
Right.
And, you know, it's a small stage, smaller venue. So we perform as a trio.
Mm-hmm.
A good amount of the time. Most of the time it's a five-piece. We have Ron Chain on bass.
Ron Chain used to be in the Catalinas right. back in the 80s. We remember him from... He's dropped by here a lot of times. Yeah.
Matt Beard is playing percussion.
Mm-hmm.
And John Donahoe plays fiddle and saxophone. He was with me when we were together in the Boogaloo Swamis.
Right. Okay, so you've got that, and you've got the major. I saw you guys doing the Mardi Gras thing up in Byfield at the Byfield Performing Arts mm-hmm. Center, and you had the full band on that one.
Right.
I think
we do, and we'll be back there again.
Yeah,
I guess that's in February.
You're going to have to call that Bayou Field from now on, because I was thinking about that. I was like, you don't have to say Bayou Field.
It
I think
is sort of that way.
It is.
Right?
It is. You go up there during the Mardi Gras season. Like, you went, was it March or something? You were
yeah,
there playing.
It's the Saturday before Mardi Gras. We've been doing that. This will be our fifth year.
Yeah.
Playing there.
And I was noticing on your website you have a lot of things going on. You've already been playing some parks. You were at some place in Woburn, I think, the other
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we were in Woburn Thursday. We were in Belmont Wednesday. We're going to be
Four Point Channel last week.
Four Point Channel.
Yeah. You got something coming up in East Boston, I think I noticed,
yeah,
at
Pierce
a park.
Park
Pierce Park.
The day after the festival on the 28th.
Right,
outdoor.
Exactly.
We're going to be up at Captain Carlo's Sunday.
Right, that's next Sunday. That's one reason why we couldn't really do that, because I would have been cutting it close for that show in Gloucester. I've never heard of that before, but I'll have to check it out maybe.
It's a beautiful restaurant right mm-hmm. on the waterfront, and
yeah.
we're playing on an outside deck.
Okay.
So,
well, you guys, I think, are raring to go, and you got a bunch of songs you had lined up. So let's start off. What are you going to start off with?
We're going to start off with a traditional two-step. I'm playing the traditional Cajun accordion. It's called the Acadian two-step, and I learned this from the playing of the Balfour Brothers.
Okay. Go ahead. My headphones cutting in and out there for a minute. By the way, that instrument, was that an accordion or a concertina?
That is a Cajun accordion.
Cajun accordion.
Actually, and it was made by Mark Savoie,
mm-hmm.
and it's the brand of the accordion is Acadian.
Okay.
And he makes these. He's a great Cajun accordion player. And it's kind of like a harmonica.
Yeah.
Diatonic, press a button in,
mm-hmm.
one note, pull the bellows out, you get a different note.
This is why we're educational radio. We're teaching people about music here.
And they're all different keys. That's a
it
C
is,
G.
Yeah.
There'll
that's
be a test.
There will be
you
a test.
Have another one
yeah.
that's a GD, and you can have. I mean, you can have them all just like you were carrying harmonicas. You know.
Yeah. So before we go into the next song. Tell people what a fauteuil is. I'm sure, like, when you perform, we see someone, maybe possibly a volunteur from the audience, come up. What is the fauteuil?
Well, fauteuil is the French name for a rub board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's used. It was used a lot in different kinds of folk music in the 20s and the 30s. First, it was mostly just a plain old washboard. And I believe it was it Clifton Chenier, Ralph?
Yeah, his brother, Cleveland Chenier.
Yeah, well, I think he worked in an aircraft factory and decided that the washboard wasn't loud enough and cool enough, so he took some airplane sheet metal and bent it into the shape of the modern rub board, and the rest is history.
Yeah, our friends, the Snake Oil Jug Band, Sweet Loretta Snake Oil Jug Band, have also been known to play that as well, including the washtub bass with like a broom handle and a string in an actual washtub. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Okay, what's up next for you guys?
Well, I'd like to... Let Larry select something.
What's up?
We're going to do a blues tune. It's a minor blues tune called the Gypsy Woman Blues.
Would this be the one Muddy Waters did, I think?
Well, you know, this is not the one that Muddy
Waters
did.
Oh, it isn't. It's a different one. Okay.
Actually, there's not much information on it. As a matter of fact, I Googled it.
Because I was thinking of the Gypsy Woman told my mother that...
That is not the one.
It's not that
this
one.
This is another Gypsy Woman.
Yeah. Somewhere in the tradition.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I Googled it to try to find out something about it, and our YouTube video came up, so...
Okay. Yeah, some of your stuff is on YouTube. Okay, well, Gypsy Woman Blues.
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go.
I went down to the Gypsy Woman just to get my fortune told. She was happy to take my money. She knows I'm crazy about my jelly roll.
Monkey eyes and alligator thighs.
I went down to the fortune teller. She had charms all over the place.
Mojo bags and gree-gree rags.
Thank you. got lips like cherry wine. Got a soul like turpentine.
Yeah, live music from the Squeezebox Stompers here on the Juke Joint. I got to take about a minute and a half and do a very quick little announcement break here, and we'll be right back to you. So hold on, and we'll get ready for your next song coming up.
This part of our broadcast day was made possible by a grant from NIWH, the National Institute of Whole Health. NIWH was founded in 1977 to promote whole person health education, health and wellness coaching, and disease prevention. NIWH offers whole health programs for healthcare professionals, continuing education courses, and professional development programs created to serve those who serve others in healthcare. Their toll-free number is 888-354-4325, and their website is niwh.org. WMWM thanks NIWH for its contribution to our programming.
Major League Baseball players are getting in on the action.
Hi, I'm Michael Young.
I'm Chris Young.
I'm Carlos Pena.
And we're getting in on the action.
Thousands of high school students across the country are getting in on the action by volunteering in their communities.
Action teams of high school students are joining Volunteers of America and Major League Baseball players to help train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
It's easy to start an action team at your school, so you too can get in on the action. Are you in?
Log on to actionteam.org. Are you in?
You're listening to the Best in Blues on the Juke Joint with your hosts, Bob, Sister Lisa, and Pete on WMWM Salem. I use Squeezebox Stompers music in the backing of that, as a matter of fact. Song called Roadhouse Inn. Well, we are with the Squeezebox Stompers, or at least two of them here, Ralph Tufo and Larry Plipp. And we've already heard a couple songs, and we do want to mention once again, they've got a lot of shows coming up. Squeezeboxstompers.com is their website. Also, check out EssexMusicFestival.com. They will be there at night, 8 to 10 o'clock on August 27th. At Chewbacca Lake in Essex. All right, guys, what do you want to do next?
Well, we thought we'd mix it up a little bit. We've done a Cajun two-step. We've done some blues. We're going to do a little Zydeco.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tune called Bow-Legged Woman. And we learned this from the playing of C.J. Chenier, who's the son of Clifton.
Mm-hmm.
And so fun dance tune called Bow-Legged Woman.
All right, go ahead.
Sugar and spice. Hey, boy,
went out one night to have a good time. I went to the dance, everything was fine. The band was moving, I was grooving. Saw a bow-legged woman look good to me. I wanted that woman, kinda made her see. Hey, bow-legged woman, hey, bow-legged woman, you're sweet and nice, like sugar and spice. It's one bow-legged.
Bow-legged Woman by Squeezebox Stompers, live here on the Juke Joint. This is WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University. Juke Joint is on every Sunday, noon to 3. I'm Bob Nelson. I'm here the first Sunday of the month and the fifth, if there is one, like last week. Pete Cahill's on the second and fourth Sunday, and Sister Lisa is on the third Sunday. And we have other shows that are kind of related. I mean, last night we had a guy on named Doug Edwards who was playing some great R&B, the old R&B, on a show called Saturday Night Rent Party. And he actually winds up doing a Mardi Gras type show, and it always seems to be the same night you're playing up in Byfield. But I recorded it and listened to it later. Uh-huh. So he does the same sort of thing. He loves that sort of music. Mm-hmm. Pete Cahill, one of the other DJs here who you interviewed with first, he loves New Orleans music. He heads down there all the time. And you've probably headed down there. Have you done some volunteer work after the hurricane and everything?
Right. I've gone down there like about four times since
right.
Katrina.
Exactly.
I go down with North Shore Community College.
Mm-hmm.
My other life, I teach there. And we go down with a group of faculty and students, and we've been doing some, initially some gutting of houses mm-hmm. and, putting up walls. And lately it's been more of a painting and, just sort of helping people who have, started new homes and getting them started. So that's how I got the idea of writing the play, because I talked to a lot of people down there about their situation and things that they had to go through. Some of the situations that you don't always hear about on the
exactly.
news. People who weren't allowed to go back to their neighborhood, yet the real estate companies were in there surveying their land to see if they could, swing a deal. The oil companies coming into their land, drilling exploratory holes for pipelines and so forth. It's a lot of stuff that went on that doesn't always make the news. So that's where I got a lot of the information about the play. But the college has been going down there since Katrina and is planning on going again in January.
That's great that they do that.
Yeah.
I want to mention, first of all, I just came back. I was in Washington, D.C. briefly, and there's a museum called the Newseum, which is all about news coverage. And this is only for a few more weeks, but they had a thing right on the top floor all about the news coverage of Katrina, including the Times-Picayune, and there's some very shocking photos. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about how tough it was to get the news out and how tough it was to communicate and all that kind of stuff. So that's only playing a few more weeks, but if someone's heading to D.C., you may want to check that out. Also, I was in New Orleans for the first time last year, and I went on one of these bus tours, and admittedly, it was just an overview type of tour. It didn't really take you into the Ninth Ward or something, mm-hmm. but we did go through, I think it was called Lakeview and
yes.
places like that,
yeah.
and you could still see some of the markings on some of the houses, the X,
yeah.
How many people, if someone was found dead in there. There was actually like there's a column in one of the newspapers called One Dead in Attic, I think, that was inspired by that. But they were mentioning, they were pointing out this house they tore down, all these different places that people, were all flooded out and everything. And even the economy now, they had to cut like a whole bunch of bus routes. I mean, people that work downtown, they got a bicycle in now because they gave up on the bus routes. Mm-hmm. It's very tough for New Orleans to come back. They've come back a little bit, but I'm sure there's still some areas where there's still a lot of, houses that have been torn down and not replaced and just devastation. And the value is going down. People, even in the rich neighborhood, if their house was worth $800,000, they ain't worth it now.
Right.
So there was a lot. And this was, 5, 6 years ago, I think? 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
Oh five, yeah.
So, but they're still trying to come back.
Yeah, there are still some places that are in the same condition.
Exactly.
After Katrina, and I think the mayor, is it Mitch Landrieu, he has a new program. They're going to try to knock those down because you really can't rebuild those. You've got 6 years of mold. Mm-hmm. It's very toxic. So some of those places have to be knocked down and replaced. So they have a new program. They're going to try to, knock down a whole bunch of places and rebuild places. But yeah, you'll see, like in Lakeview, for example, we're working in there. You'll see the water lines, but what you'll see will be a house that's been rebuilt, but then there'll be like two empty lots. They just knocked them down and never did anything with them.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's making, you know, recovery, but it's not complete. You know, it would have been better to, my own personal opinion, to have really emphasized rebuilding it quickly.
Yeah.
Bringing in, you know, a lot of, government workers and sort of rebuilding. So the longer you wait, actually, it's all more costly as well.
Exactly. And like I say, your play, Rockin' Ralph's Roadhouse, does address that, and you have a FEMA worker and everything that comes down and interviews people and things like that. And so like you mentioned, do you go down to New Orleans at least once or twice a year?
Well, it's been like once a year.
Once a year, yeah.
Yeah. And the college, sometimes the college went down twice in the January break and the March break, but I usually just go once, you know.
I was going to ask you, when I got down there, I didn't quite get to the Cajun country part or whatever like that. Have you been down there too?
Yeah,
like that area?
There's little pockets of Cajun, you know, where inhabitants, okay? The place where I set the play is, it was originally settled by people from Spain.
Right.
Yeah. And then some Cajun influence, and then, you know, a bunch of different ethnic groups. There's a big influx of Cajuns who came from Nova Scotia who settled in the Lafayette area,
right.
Which is about an hour and a half west on Highway 10. Yeah, we went out to, we've been out to that area a couple of times. We were just out there last January.
Yeah, because I've thought of visiting it or maybe like starting to buy some Cajun CD type things and everything like that and get into that whole little thing. I did enjoy my trip to New Orleans, I have to admit, and it's good to get down there and support the local businesses. And Pete, who's on this show, gets down there twice a year. He goes to the Jazz and Heritage Festival and I think the Blues Festival and everything. So it's great to get down there. But it's great to have your music up here regularly as well. And as I mentioned, you're playing all over the place. Mm-hmm. We'll tell people again in a few minutes where you're playing. But what's up next for your music? What song would you like to do?
Well, since we've been talking about Cajun country.
Cajun country,
We do the Magnolia Two-Step.
Magnolia Two-Step, okay.
We'll take a second to tune up.
He's got to tune up his guitar. You're listening to the Squeezebox Stompers. It's Ralph and Larry here on WMWM Salem. And if you want to hear this again, we will podcast this. By the way, there is a Juke Joint group on Facebook. You will definitely see the links on there. So that's one way you can find out. Okay, so the next tune is Magnolia Two-Step.
Yeah, this is a tune that I wrote sort of in honor of the state of Louisiana. It's called the Magnolia Two-Step. And I'm using the other Cajun accordion here, the GD one.
You have to tune up your accordion.
It was in tune when I bought it.
Yeah.
Okay.
20 years ago.
Greasebox Stompers here. And we'll have to do a few more tunes there. You're playing a little bit of your repertoire, your different types of music, your different types of Cajun, Zydeco, New Orleans-based, I guess, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's great to hear all the different types of music there. And Larry is switching to a different guitar. This is, looks like a steel. Is it a National
this
Steel
is a,
guitar?
A National Steel tricone guitar.
Uh-huh.
These were made back in the 20s and the 30s before amplifiers. They were invention to be loud.
Yeah, we got a guy named Paul Prue who plays the festival every year, and he usually drags that out. Yeah. He'll be at the festival earlier in the day, I think, at the Essex Music Festival.
In a testament to how loud an accordion is. Accordion is really loud.
Exactly.
Even louder than this thing.
Not when you're competing against electric guitar, though.
That's true.
I want to mention, by the way, I played Clifton Chenier a little earlier. Would you say he was the real inventor of Zydeco, or did it really kind of exist already? Or was he the one that put all the elements together?
Oh, I don't think he invented it.
It was
around before him, but what he did is he popularized it.
Yes.
He took it to Europe. He played at Montreux Jazz Festival. He took it all over, pretty much all over the world. And he made it popular, and he got it on the radio and stuff like that. But it's been around, it was probably 50, 75 years before he popularized it.
I mean, yeah. Cajun, blues, soul, it's all sorts of different musics kind of put into one, folk, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call
it. Yeah, it's got a little bit of Caribbean beat to it. And there's different styles of Zydeco. You can almost tell by listening to the accordion, like, who's, is that John Delafosse? Is that Clifton Chenier? Who's doing that? You know, is that Wayne Toups? Who's doing what with it? And they all put their own little touch on it.
Is that Rhode Island Festival still going, the one at the Stepping Stone Ranch?
Going down there Labor Day weekend. It's called the Rhythm and Roots.
Rhythm and Roots, yeah.
It's at Nantucket Park, and I think it's Wakefield, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And I go down there every year. And once again, Steve Riley, Mamu Playboys will be there. I believe Marsha Ball, who was one of my favorite piano players of all time.
Yeah, we've got a new CD from her called Roadside Attractions on Alligator Records.
I'll have to get that.
Yeah, that's brand new.
She is just fantastic.
She's great.
They have all
the piano.
It's all different roots-oriented music. I think they had Natalie McMaster there one time.
Yeah, fiddle music, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's really great is they have a workshop tent. Mm-hmm. Where you can sit up very close to the performers, hear the music. They'll have like an accordion workshop, fiddle, guitar workshop, and you can ask them questions. And it's really a great festival. I highly recommend it.
That's great. And I was going to mention, I remember from seeing you guys live, you've done different instruments. You've played the electric piano as well.
Yes.
And then all the different sort of accordion-based and things like that. And you've also been switching instruments and done different things as well.
Played the lap steel and electric guitars.
Electric and everything. And that's great to be versatile like that. And I think even when you've done like the big band, you've even had like saxophone and stuff like that thrown in.
Yeah, John plays, John Donahoe plays
John Donahoe.
And saxophone.
Yep.
And mandolin.
I break out the keyboards to play some, Professor Longhair and Dr. John stuff.
Yeah. We like to get people from the audience to come up and play the rub board, the fret.
Yeah, I noticed that at the Gulu Gulu. Yeah. There's one woman, I think, who comes up a lot.
Honor.
Yeah,
and she plays the dancing man.
With the spoons and stuff.
She plays all different kinds of percussion,
And you were asking, there was someone else in the audience who we had keep coming up to like play that or do some other thing, so it's a bit of audience participation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so maybe another two or three songs from you, I guess. What do you want to do now?
We're going to do a country blues tune, which comes from a different part of the country, more like Texas and the Carolinas. And this one is made famous by Taj Mahal, and it's called The Fishin' Blues.
That's right, from Springfield, Mass, Henry St. Clair Fredericks.
I just saw him up in Portsmouth.
He's still around,
yeah.
All right, Taj Mahal, here we go, Fishin' Blues.
Bet you're going fishing all the time. Well, I'm a going fishing too. Bet you lie to your sweet wife, she can catch more fish than you. Many fish bite, you got good bait. Well, here's a little tip that I would like to relay.
Many fish will bite if you've got good bait. Well, I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. My baby going fishing too. I went on down to the fishing hole. I brought me my pole and my line. Reeled in a 9-pound catfish, baby, I brought it on home for supper time. Many fish bite, you got good bait. Well, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish will bite if you've got good bait. Well, I'm a going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. My baby going fishing too. My baby brother's about to drive me out of my mind and say, can I go fishing with you? I brought him down to the fishing hole just to see what he could do. He pulled a great big sucker from the bottom of the pond and it laughed and it jumped cause it was real gone. Many fish will bite if you've got good bait. Well, I'm a-going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing. My baby going fishing too. Rockin' Ralph. Stick them in a pot, you put them in a pan, you make them all nice and brown. Make me up the batch of the cocaine, mama, you chew them all up, you chop them all down. Many fish bite, you got good bait. Well, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish will bite if you got good bait. Well, I'm a-going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. My baby going fishing, too. I bet you're going fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too. I bet your life, your sweet wife, she can catch more fish than you. Many fish bite, you got good bait. Well, here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish will bite if you got good bait. Well, I'm going fishing, yes, I'm going fishing. My doctor going fishing, my lawyer going fishing, my cousin going fishing, my uncle going fishing, your mama going fishing too.
Fishing Blues, Squeezebox Stompers live here on WMWM. And we're going to have them do about two more tunes, I think. And then that'll be it. I have to get back to, we'll have like one final half hour to wind things up here on the Juke Joint today. And I will do a concert report, and I'll mention some of the places these guys are playing. There's so much stuff going on. It takes me about 15 minutes, I think, to do the concert report. But there's a lot of stuff. I will recommend WMWMblues.com. And then there's some other sites as well, New England Blues Society's Yahoo group. There's also the, Boston Blues Society. So there's different places you can go to find out what's going on. Essex Music Festival has always been a big favorite of mine. And again, these guys are going to be closing it out from 8 to 10 at night on the big stage right next to the lake. So that's coming up on August 27th. And we'll tell you about the other shows. What are you guys doing now?
Well, we're going to do a waltz that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the play. It's called Sweet Cajun Girl.
Okay, Sweet Cajun Girl. All right.
Yeah. And features the sonorous and dulcet tones of Mr. Larry Plitt.
That's me.
And I'm not spoiling it by singing along. Sometimes when I go to see you guys,
okay,
I sing
along. We encourage
the sweet Cajun girl, and we can dance to the whatever. Yeah. I'm not in key, but that's all
right. The rainy weather is making
Mr.
Guitar.
We're gonna hope the weather's better in Essex Music Festival day. Yeah.
Oh God, yes. We can only have it rain from 12 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning every day, so no musician gets rained out.
Yeah, there was one year when it started raining just when you guys were going on stage, and everyone, when we flocked inside, but it wasn't quite the same, and then right around the time your set ended, the rain ended, everyone, they turned the speakers back and everything. Yeah. So they, but what was funny was a couple years ago, they actually were going to shift the festival to downtown Essex because they needed the Grove to film the movie. But what should show up? A tropical storm Danny, right. And they had no backup. It wasn't like, well, in case of rain, we're going to go into this church or something. So the festival was canceled in 2009. And as Dana King, who runs the festival, said, if you've got a 2009 T-shirt, you've got a collector's item.
Yeah,
they
we
were
do.
Selling off some because
we
the festival didn't happen that. The festival didn't happen that year.
I think this would be, I don't know, I would guess about the sixth time that we're played at the Essex Music
Festival. I think you started in 06 roughly, or 05 or something.
Yeah,
I want to say that.
Yeah, Yeah, so anyways, yeah. We love that place.
Okay, so Sweet Cajun Girl is the next tune.
One, two, three, two.
Sweet Cajun Girl, live music from the Squeezebox Stompers. We're going to do one more tune to finish things off. We've had about an hour with these guys. And once again, in a few minutes... Whoop. Did you unplug that? Or I can't tell if there's... Okay. I couldn't tell if the thing was unplugged or not, this board. Is that unplugged or...
Nope.
Oh, good. It's like all the lights were lighting up, and now there's just a few lighting up. Okay, it is running. It must be, unless it just went to battery power or something. I couldn't tell. But, we've got the concert report coming in a few minutes, so I'll run down once again all your different shows. Okay. But we want to reiterate once again, your site is squeezeboxstompers.com, and I think you've got a Facebook group.
Right.
And usually, I guess people can probably get your CDs through, you know, when they see you. But I think, aren't you also on like Amazon or CD Baby or something?
CD Baby,
yeah. That's good. So you can get the two CDs then. That's one of the things I was going to ask you. Do you have plans for a third CD anytime soon?
We started
You've already started?
One track of one song done.
So far. That's it. Is it going to be studio? Or I assume it's studio,
it's
not live, right?
My home studio.
My home studio. Your home studio. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know if eventually you'll wind up doing some sort of a live one. I was thinking, yeah, we were talking earlier about Sweet Loretta's Snake Oil Jug Band. They used to be known as Cheap Champagne. Yeah. They put together something in 95 at the Hawthorne Hotel where they had a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. Like Julie Doherty was on it, and Old Cowboy Death, and a whole bunch of things. And it was just like an over an hour long of all these local kind of folk blues type of bands and everything. And it was a great, fun project, and it's good to see that. So eventually it would be great to have a live CD. Or better yet, people can catch these guys live. So,
yeah. Your little tape recorder.
I I don't always get the best results. I've got this little portable thing, and sometimes, you never know. But sometimes I can hear it there or something. But it's like, it's great to get out to all these festivals and things like that. And you've been playing some, like I mentioned, some of these like city park type things, yeah, like the thing in East Boston coming up and everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are free.
Oh, yeah.
They're free, but I think there's some sort of a little tip jar if someone wants to help the band out a little bit or something.
You move to the coffee house circuit.
Oh, yeah.
Fall and the winter. Kind of do a lot of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing you guys. There's a coffee house in Essex right next to the Village.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the One World Coffee House.
Yeah,
Roger Pierce and Fran Pierce, you have played there.
I played there a couple times with the Boogaloo Swamis.
Oh, with the Swamis, yeah.
I think I played there with maybe Dirt Daddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I've been there several times. It's a nice, relaxing little place over there. So, it's great when you can get out to all these different places and stuff. So have you ever tried to get into that? You mentioned the festival down in Rhode Island. Have you ever tried to get onto that lineup, tried to pitch your band to perform down there?
I used to play. I played there a couple of times when it was back in Escohegue,
yeah.
And working my way there. We haven't quite done that yet, but I'm hoping to do that at some point.
So you're basically playing in the Boston area and stuff.
We're playing a lot in Massachusetts and kind of expanding out. You know, we have a pretty good following in and around, I would say Boston and North Shore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to kind of extend the radius.
Isn't Amsterdam and Saskatchewan, aren't they?
Yeah, the song Those People, which is on.
Yeah,
the
that's
CD,
what I was going to ask. Is that getting played somewhere?
It's played on 46 different radio stations, and it's being played for whatever reason, like five radio stations in Holland.
Right.
I don't know why.
Was it just in the news the other day? Did they convict the police officers? Was that incident there?
Bridge, yeah.
The bridge.
Some people who were trying to cross over.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song in the on the CD. It's about the Gretna Bridge, where another incident occurred where people were trying to cross the bridge. They got out of the convention center. They had no food and water. It was horrible conditions, and they tried to cross the bridge into Gretna, and they were shot over their heads.
Oof.
And they were, scattered with helicopters. They didn't want them to cross the bridge. And so there's a song on the CD called Those People.
Yeah, in fact, both CDs have it. There's a slightly different version of the first one.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't You Cross That
River. Don't You Cross That River. Yeah. Okay.
You want to do that, or should we stick?
You want to finish it? Yeah, you want to do Those People?
Song.
Do you want to do that one? Okay, you know what? I think I'd rather stick with this one, just because I got the accordion on. I know you don't have a lot of time. I strapped on the Cajun accordion here. And this is also a song from the CD.
Okay.
This is called The Squeezebox Stomp.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to wind up with that, and then we'll just briefly say goodbye to you afterwards. So let's hear one last song, The Squeezebox Stomp, The Squeezebox Stompers.
Out on the bayou where the Cajuns dance the whole night through. I travel far from city and swamp to rock and roll, squeeze box time. Oh yeah, Jack Cotton. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my TV. Alonzo don't say let the bon ton mulet. A hole in the roof,
rosin on the floor, accordions and fiddles and a whole lot more. Leave your troubles at home, your worries at the door. Do the squeeze box stomp and let out a roar. Oh yeah, shake out ten. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my TV. Alonzo don't say, let the bones on mule. Hey! Hard times and trouble, they pass a good time. Family and friends are all intertwined. A Cajun tradition that never grows old. The bad times come, let the good times roll. Oh yeah, check out ten. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my TV. Alonzo don't say, let the bon ton rouler. Hey! Out on the bayou where the Cajuns dance the whole night through. They travel far from city and swamp to rock and roll, squeeze box time. Oh yeah, shake out. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my TV. Alonzo don't say, let the bon ton rouler. Oh yeah, shake out. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my TV. Alonzo don't say, let the bon ton rouler. Oh yeah, shake out ten. Oh yeah, Jolie Blanc. Oh yeah, my TV. Alonzo don't say, let the bon ton rouler. Hey!
All right, Squeezebox Stompers.
And that's
yeah.
Bob clapping along there.
Yeah, I clapped at the end there.
The sound of one man clapping.
Exactly. Well, you guys are welcome to come back, certainly. It's always great having bands like you come down here and showing off your talent, and we'll definitely tell people about your shows coming up. It's SqueezeboxStompers.com and Facebook and all that.
Yeah.
Once again, thanks to Ralph Tufo and Larry Plitt. And I'll be seeing you guys definitely. I'm going to be there the whole day. I'm there from the beginning till the last note. I am there for 10 hours. I can take a swim if I want. They got food there and everything. Oh, believe me, I will be there. So I'm looking forward to your show.
Seeing you.
Over in Essex at the Essex Music Festival. All right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks very much.